I'm going to call the meeting to order. Would you all join me in pledge allegiance to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, we'll do the roll call. Josh?
Here.
Joyce?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Rudy, here. Judy's excused. Mark is excused. And let me see. Is that what?
Rob, Judy, Mark.
Yeah, okay, I've got everybody. Yeah, okay, great. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from September 4th.
Make a motion to accept the minutes for now.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
I can't second. I wasn't here. I would.
Okay.
He wasn't here either, so I was the only one here other than, yeah, I'll second.
Okay.
Are you and Scott abstaining?
Yes.
Yeah.
We must.
So we'll vote on it. Josh?
Yes.
Joyce?
Abstain.
Abstain. Scott? Abstain. Brian?
Yes.
Rudy, yes. Judy, excuse. We only have three, so I don't know. We can't approve the minutes.
So we'll carry it over.
We'll carry it over till the next business meeting.
Okay, automatically we're here.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
All right, old business. Continued case number 18-012, Holt Major Subdivision. Review of Joe Richards, applicant Salient Surveyor. Feedback suggestions for board approval regarding additional notes on final plans and Mylars. Joe, come on up.
Good evening. I'm Joe Wickert, and the board conditionally approved this project back in January of this year, 19. So we took us a while to get our state permits. We got our state permits, and now we're kind of at an impasse to get it recorded. And I think the crux of the issue is we originally had the erosion control notes, the standard erosion control notes on sheet 3, which is a non-recorded sheet. And then we were told it had to be on a recorded sheet, kind of fit it all in graphically. So we actually drew another sheet to record it that the registrar won't accept. So, you know, since January we had to, I got them all here if you want to see them, but our initial one was we had like a overview of the plan, then we had like an overview of the property. So when we tried to pre-check that to get recorded, we couldn't get it recorded because we didn't have meets and bounds on the overall perimeter. Registry wouldn't accept it. Said we had a waiver to not have to do it. They said, no, can't do it. So the suggestion from the registry staff was to turn it into a cover sheet, but because it's a cover sheet, they're limiting it to us what we're putting on paper. So now we have a cover sheet. We have our recorded sheet. We have what we call the erosion detail sheet, which had these series of generic construction notes, and then we have the topography sheet. So Kathy Stacy won't accept the erosion detail sheet. She feels it should be kept on file at the town. We have to now, in order to do it, we would have to somehow take this whole block of text and somehow fit it onto that sheet. So we're having an issue making all that work. You know, the erosion control sheet is generic construction notes. They're non-project specific. They have no think the only note in there that is anything specifically to do with Candia is the last note, which is relative to the driveways. Rest of it is just inspect after rainstorms, do whatever, how the sequencing should be. We have added, the note about the elevation. We added the note about the erosion details. We're on sheet 3 of 3, or 3 in this case, sheet 4 of 4. And then we offered to add in, we could beef up that note to put some kind of verbiage about anything on the topography sheet would be considered a part of the plan set. But we haven't heard if we can get this recorded. We're anxious to get it recorded, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. What is it you think we should do?
Now,
the question that he's asking, I actually didn't know that he was going to be here and that he was going to come up. So I have the email, and I've spoken with Cassie, Stacy, and Joe back and forth, as well as with Brian. Mm-hmm. And what he's offering is to put in the third note that states that the information that's shown on sheet 3 is to be considered part of the approved plan set. So it'll add one more note here, so that when people go to develop or grab the plans from the registry, they'll know they need to look at this other third sheet, whereas in most cases, they won't.
That's not 100%. So there already is a note on here saying it's how many sheets the set is and which one is there. So we wouldn't necessarily add it there because there's already a note that says it's a 4-sheet or 3-sheet plan set, depending on which version we go with and which sheets will be recorded. What we're going to do was put it here because this seems to be the point of contention that we don't have strong enough language there. This is the site-specific note, which says, as a condition of subdivision approval, any new house lot on 228-3 must be constructed above elevation 416. That note's been on there since, I believe, either January or the June submission. Then we had added this note back in August, I believe, which is see sheet 3 of 3 for erosion control notes and limits of silt fence, which we actually added the silt fence to sheet 2 because the registrar didn't care and we were able to get away with it. So the only thing we would do would be then add another sentence that says the topographic sheet is part of the plan set and whatever. So, I mean, however you want it, we just want to get it recorded.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
If they only want to do 3 sheets, I guess it's 3 sheets that they were going to do for you, or 2?
I'm up to 4, but 4 got turned down, so I guess I'm back down to 3.
Okay.
It's how it was set up, though, because Kathy said it's due to the RSA, and how he did it, it wasn't acceptable. Because they don't do a notes sheet, they do bounds. What he gave was this blank with notes all over it. And she said, no, you can't do that. So she thinks that there's plenty of white room on here to put those notes.
The other ones from the next page.
The erosion ones, right. But what me and Joe and everything have been going through back and forth, he let me know there's font size they have to talk about, stuff like that. So that's why, even though it looks like there's a lot of white, it's just not fitting. So all they're asking is to just put the note on there, refer to the third page. Because you guys said that the erosion notes and everything had to be on a recorded page and it's not fitting, that's why we're back.
All right. So
would you guys vote and agree on having just that extra note and the silt fence on the second page? That's all they have to do.
So it sounds like all you need to do is adjust that note that's on there to add that verbiage.
Right, of what you said, that it will be part of the approved plan, because usually it doesn't say that, and people pull the notes from, or the plans from the registry, and the topo's not there.
So what this will do is it'll make it so that when someone pulls the plans, then they know to do their due diligence, they need to come to the land use office to check that.
Because the erosion notes are very important in this particular case.
Joe, I'm sorry, what's the note that's up on the left-hand side?
So this was the site-specific note that stated, you know, one of the approval conditions was the house going to be constructed below 416.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually mentioned in the notice of decision.
Yeah.
So we had already added that on our initial submission in June.
Yeah.
That note was there.
Okay.
When we started having the issue, after the first set of iterations, we added a second sentence that said, erosion control notes and limit C sheet 3 of 3 for the erosion control notes and limit a silt fence. Since the first submission or the second submission, we've always had this note on here, which states the number of sheets the plan set is, which sheets will be recorded, and which sheets are going to be on file at the town. So if you have a 3-sheet plan set and only 2 get recorded, those other sheets are still part of the approved plan set, and they're certainly subject to any kind of approval conditions. Like I said originally, the erosion control notes that we are showing on that, on this plan, part of this, the reason they're on there is we asked for a waiver of the erosion, either the stormwater management plan or the erosion control plan, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
When we were here in December, there was some going back and forth. We offered to take standard stock notes that we used for Hooksett when Stantec was reviewing in Hooksett, and to place those notes on the third sheet, which is when we brought it in January, that's where they were. So, you know, I think other than that, if you want us to add a sentence and we can do 3 sheets, that's great, then we're done. I don't know what else we're, you know, what else you're looking for.
Is that what you'd like to do, Joe? Just add that sentence?
At this point in time, I don't necessarily care. I just want the damn thing done and signed.
And the silt fence.
Silt fence has already been added to sheet 2, yeah. Yeah,
okay. I think that if the note was added to there and it was made clear that whoever reviews this needs to realize they do have one or two other pages that they're going to have to review before they do anything. I'm good with that. The rest of the board feel.
Yeah, sounds
fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah. And that'll.
So we'll add one sentence.
We'll accept the motion to. What are we doing?
Add one sentence of verbiage that says refer to the third page for topographic information.
Great. That sounds good.
What a
there you go.
Like it? Yeah.
Motion. I'll second it.
All right. Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Vote on Josh?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy? Yes. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Hopefully, it'll be the last time we have to see you in this one, Joe.
Thanks.
Well, not to see you, but on this case.
On this case.
I appreciate the qualification.
That's what I said, on this case. Okay. The.
We can move this to the end if you want.
I'm sorry?
The review of the ants.
Oh, we can do that after then. Okay. I'm going to. The next one on here is to review the final plans and mylars for the for case 19-005. I'll defer that until it's okay with everybody, till after the meeting, after the
sure.
Zero meeting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
New business, case 19-008. Application Robert Sanborn, 515 Dearborn Road, Auburn, New Hampshire, 03032. Owner of the same property location, Murray Hill Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, map 413, lots 10-1 and 10-2. Intent, a lot line adjustment. Adjust the lot line between map lots 413-10-1 and 10-2. Lot 10-1 to be conveyed to the owner of proposed 3-acre lot in Auburn, and lot 10-2 to be under the same ownership of approximately 176-acre lot in Auburn. Come on up. This is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody's seen
already.
This one.
Oh, it's really
it's,
simple.
Yeah, it's
very simple.
It is. Okay. It's when
it
you hear what happened, it'll just go like, what?
Okay.
It's already been done once.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys have plans?
No.
I can give you
little ones, yeah.
It'll
but
oh, we do?
I have bigger ones, too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're just a line when you see how minuscule it is.
Sure.
And you're Chris, right?
Yeah, I'm Chris, yeah. I'm Chris Hickey from Eric Mitchell & Associates, here representing the Sanborns. And so basically, if kind of look at the on sheet 2 kind of sums it all up. So the Sanborns own 2 parcels that are 99% in Auburn. And one is a 181-acre piece, or 175-acre piece, and the other is an 8-acre piece.
which has frontage along Dearborn Road, which has their house. So the town line cuts through their piece, just a little sliver, and so they have some ownership of land in Candia. So back in 1990, they had cut off a 3-acre lot that was on the Candia town line, which created these little sliver lots that are shown on the tax map. Ways back, they merged the parcels back together, so now all their frontage is an 8-acre lot. They are now going back and re-subdividing off the 3-acre piece in Auburn, and again, this little sliver of land, because of the old lot line, it's adjusting a little bit. So there's 3,000 square feet from one of your tax map lots, which is now going to be shifted to the south, to the east, and be part of lot 19-2 in Auburn. So it may sound confusing. They're just little slivers of land that, you know, go over the town line, but the private ownership goes into Candia. So again, what we're doing is just, these are not separate building lots. You know, their deeds are part of the line in Auburn. They just happen to be a little sliver of land in Candia. So it's fairly straightforward. There's no improvements in Candia. Nothing is affected in Candia, just moving the tax map line, basically.
But is it moving it to Auburn?
No.
Okay.
No, so the land.
I'm confused.
Yeah. No. So the
That's
land.
That's a good question, though.
Just moving it over.
Yeah.
So the existing 8-acre piece, this is Dearborn Road, here's Murray Hill Road.
Yeah.
The existing piece comes to here, and it runs straight across up to here, and then it runs and hits the stone wall, which is in Candia.
Okay.
And then it slides down. That's the existing piece.
Okay.
Which was 8 acres. So what we're going to do is we're cutting off a 3-acre piece in Auburn, which comes back here and does this. So this was your old tax map line. This little section right here is 10-1. And then 10-2 goes here and it goes out into the swamp.
Okay.
So what we're doing is, because this line was here on your tax map, we're adjusting this 3,000 square foot area to be added to this piece.
Oh.
Okay, which is then going to be part of the 3-acre lot in Auburn.
Okay.
And then the remainder just goes off and follows the stone wall for the remaining 176 acres.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That help?
Yeah, that's very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the stone wall is not the town line.
Correct. Yeah.
Sounds like Curry Road.
That happens
sounds
all
like
over.
A lot of roads.
Yeah.
That happens everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and the private ownership is the stone walls. Yes.
Let's see. I just want to make sure. So the small sliver is in Candy right now.
Correct.
Okay. And then, where is that property going to be deeded to? Would that be over into?
No, it's going to stay. So it's going to stay with the three. Right now, it's part of the deed of the 8-acre piece.
Of this.
Yeah, of the 8-acre.
Right. Yeah,
so
okay.
It's going to be added when they sell, when they get approved in Auburn, which we're at a planning board meeting in Auburn tonight for the same project. So assuming that gets approved tonight in Auburn, then this 3-acre piece, when the Sanborns go to sell it to someone in the future, this little sliver, 10-1, will be part of the 3-acre piece.
Right.
Is that for tax purposes?
It's just for tax purposes.
So the question I would have is, so would they be paying taxes to Candia on 3,000 square feet of land?
I think they already do.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think they already have a tax bill in Candia for.
So that won't change.
It's just going to be. Right.
Okay.
Right now, 10-1 is currently 0.13 acres.
Yeah.
And when you add that 3,000 square feet, it'll go to 0.2.
Okay.
So, like, what's it, $2 in their tax? I don't even know what that would be.
I mean, is it in current use?
No.
No,
because the 8 acres in Auburn.
Oh, it's one whole lot now.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yep.
And everything else I heard you said was going into conservation?
Possibly, yeah. They're working with the town to put the remaining piece in, but it's not. Nothing's etched in stone, but I think that's.
Okay, so.
So most of everything else you see there is more for Auburn.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're just that tiny little sliver.
Right.
You know, we made sure that the Auburn is 3-acre zoning, so the land on the proposed 19-2 meets Auburn as 3 acres in Auburn, so it's.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's why it's 3.2 acres, because we wanted to make sure that Auburn was okay with it.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear. Where are we changing the lot line from and to? It's going to be...
Sure.
I just want to make sure I got this right.
Yeah. So this lot line, see this dash line right through here?
Yeah.
That's the existing lot line right now for 10-1 and 10-2.
Okay.
And now what we're doing is taking this little chunk
yeah.
and adding it to 10-1.
Oh, I see. So this is just kind of coming.
Combine
yep.
the two.
Got it.
It's just,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Moving it over.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions?
Chris, on this one right here, just so I'm clear.
I like this one.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually...
It's like probably a many lots.
Existing is the dash.
Okay. And then you're just moving it to the left. That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, moving like 30... What is that? 60... 83 feet? 83 feet.
So it's actually combining two instead of... So almost like eliminating the lot line.
No. Well, it's eliminating that line, but two keeps on going.
Oh, yes.
Because it keeps on going up into the swamp.
Right, yes, okay. Okay.
Which when we... Theoretically, if we do the survey for the remainder piece, you know, it'll all get mapped out then.
Okay. All right.
A motion to accept the lot line adjustment.
Second?
I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion on the floor and a second. Any comments from any abutters, public? Oh, okay. We'll go to a vote. Josh?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
30, yes. Okay.
All right, thank you. And now I have one further question for you. This is all I talked to Elise about this earlier. I also have a letter here for you, just stating that we've set all the monuments.
Oh, good.
For you. Okay. It shows on the plan anyway, but I did a certification for you.
Great.
And also, because this is in two towns, Auburn was going to record it,
mm-hmm.
so you guys don't have to worry about recording it. So... I was hoping, because everything was smooth, that you would sign the Mylar tonight, if you have this letter.
I don't have a problem with it.
No.
I don't.
No. Just because hopefully if we get approved in Auburn tonight, and there's no plan changes, then I can bring it up. Because Auburn will sign it out of meeting.
Yeah.
And I know you guys sign at meeting. Mm-hmm. So if you could sign it tonight, then as long as Auburn doesn't have changes, obviously if they do, then we'd have to bring it back in on the Mylar, and you'd sign it at your next meeting.
Yeah.
And then they'll give us a copy.
And then I'll give you copies of everything signed, so you have it
right,
on your file.
Right. Okay.
And I have full-size copies here that you can keep for now.
Okay,
great.
If you don't mind, we'll just finish up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's only going to take us a little while longer, and
yep.
we're going to be switching over to a zoning adjustment. Or a zoning.
Perfect.
If that's what you need signed, you can leave everything right there.
Okay, yep. Yeah, I'll leave you.
You have the Mylar with you?
The Mylars are right here, yep. And then there are a couple paper copies for you just to keep until you get the ones that are all signed by everybody.
Okay.
And I had them checked by the registry today, so they're all good.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, the only other thing on other business that's on here right now is Dick Snow had forwarded a letter. It's in your package. Currently, Dick is...
Yeah, he said just give it to you, so it's...
Oh, does no one else have it? Okay. He had sent a letter addressed to me on September 18th today. Rudy Cartier, Chair, Candia Planning Board, Candia, New Hampshire. Rudy, Andrea Hassan has informed me that my appointment as a representative to the Southern New Hampshire SNHPC expired in August. SNHPC seems to have been of the opinion that my membership was current. In either case, I have enjoyed my tenure and respectfully request that it continue to allow me to further serve the town of Candia and its residents. Dick's currently representative for the town on the Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission, and he's looking to extend that. Do you know?
What's the duration?
I don't know.
Is that yearly or?
I'm sorry?
Is that yearly or?
He can do 3 years, and Al extended his an extra year as well.
So this is extending an extra year.
So that's what he wants to do, extend it an extra year, and then he'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah, because if Andrea said that it expired in August, it probably would be prudent, because he's in a holdover status, and then we'll decide next August what we want to do.
Yeah, so we can make a motion to accept his request till August of next year, right?
Yes, we can, till August of 2020.
How much does it cost?
For him to be there?
Yeah.
Nothing. We pay Southern New Hampshire Planning
$6,000.
I think it's $6,000. It goes by
population.
Yeah. Candia. Yeah.
And we get one representative?
Two. Al's also in.
Yeah, Al's still there too.
20.
Do you have a motion, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All right. Motion and second, Josh?
Scott, right?
Yes, that was Scott.
Brian?
Yes.
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And Rudy, yes. Okay.
I'll talk to Andrea about that. If she has anything to say.
All right.
Or do. But if she has a certificate that she'll note in her file for that, as she did with Al.
Any other public comments or business for the planning board portion of the meeting? Anything from the board at this point in time? All right, so if I'm not hearing anything, I'm going to take a motion that we adjourn the planning board meeting.
I motion to adjourn the planning board meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion, a second to adjourn. Josh?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy, yes.
7:28.
Okay.
So we take.